This is program number LW2730. Well, the guy had been a circus performer, but for some reason he quit show business and became a salesman at a local hardware store. Hi, this is Larry West. Why did you give up show business? People would ask him, and his answer every time was, well, I thought it was time I settled down, time to give my family some roots. Show business never really got out of his blood, though, and that's why he was able to make his boss at the hardware store a little happy, because, you see, his boss asked him to use his special talent, the one he had learned in the circus, to promote the hardware business. His boss asked him if he would suspend a high wire between two three-story buildings just across the street and walk across it once a week. And the guy said, why, sure. A few months went by, the guy performed every week, and the hardware business boomed. Well, after a while, they needed something a little extra exciting, so his boss suggested, what would you think if I advertised, saying that next week, you plan to push a wheelbarrow across the wire, all without a net? Well, the performer was not so sure about that. Hesitating a moment, he said, no, I don't think so. I'm not that good. He said, that would be much too dangerous. Well, his boss smiled and said, oh, but I have the utmost confidence in you. You can do it. And the employee said, well, okay, I'll do it on one condition. If you have that much confidence in me, why don't we make it twice as exciting? He said, advertise that you are going to ride in the wheelbarrow. That made a little difference. You know, the test of confidence often comes in how much you're willing to invest in it, right? Here comes a guy who wants to go into business for himself, and he asks you for advice. Do you think he can do it? Sure, Charlie, you've always been handy with tools. You say that you want to open up your own automotive repair shop. You can do it. Get after it. I have confidence in you. Then Charlie says, you do? Then why don't you go in halves with me? You supply the capital, and I'll do all the work. Well, now, wait a minute. Let's take another look at this. Charlie, what is it you say you want to do? The test of confidence is often seen in how much you're willing to invest in it yourself. There was a guy many years ago, and this is a true story, whose confidence was put to the test, and the investment he was called upon to make was the kind, in fact, that called for everything he had. You'd call him Abe today, short for Abraham. Let's make a deal. That's what Abe was approached with, and the one who approached him with it was none other than God himself. God said to Abraham, leave your country, your people, your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will make your name great. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. Now, Abraham had been saying all his life that he trusted God. I have confidence in you, Lord. And it was God who came and said, oh, you have confidence in me? All right, we'll see how much. Leave your home and follow me to a strange land. That's what God was saying to him. Now, Abraham was 75 years old when that challenge came. But you know what he did? When his confidence was put to the test, he jumped. He invested it all. And because he was, well, I guess you could say, he was willing to ride in that wheelbarrow across the tight wire because he trusted God enough to turn over to him his life. God made of Abraham a great nation. Abraham became the father of the Jewish nation. You know, it's one thing to say you trust God, but it's the proof that must be tested. Jump into his wheelbarrow, God's. Turn over to him, your life. If you will, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised to see that he knows exactly what he's doing. A man's trust is often seen in how much he's willing to invest, even himself. Think about it today. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called What Controls Your Life? I think you'll find it interesting. There's something that controls all of our lives. What is it that controls yours? What is it that should control yours? This pamphlet is free. What Controls Your Life? Write me for it and care this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71. 291.